This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A new study published Friday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows three-quarters of people who became infected with COVID-19 at public events in a county in the state of Massachusetts had been fully vaccinated. The study suggests the Delta variant of the virus is highly contagious, even for the millions who are fully vaccinated. A separate CDC internal document revealed by U.S. media outlets describes the Delta variant as being as transmissible as chickenpox and cautions it can cause severe disease. The new study's author recommend local health authorities consider requiring masks in indoor public settings regardless of vaccination status or the number of coronavirus cases in the community. On Tuesday, the CDC reversed course on guidance for mask wearing, calling for their use in areas of the U.S. where cases are surging as a precaution against the possible transmission of the virus by fully vaccinated people. New York theater operators announced Friday COVID-19 vaccinations and masks will be required for all Broadway audience members when theaters reopen in the coming weeks. They say audience members will have to wear face coverings and show proof they are fully vaccinated when they enter theaters. There will be exceptions to the rule for children under 12 who are not yet eligible for any approved shots, and for people with a medical condition or religious belief that prevents vaccination, the theater operator said. Those individuals will need to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Vaccinations will also be required for all performers, crew members, and theater employees, according to the Broadway League. Currently, there's just one show on Broadway with another starting soon and more in September and October. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Coronavirus case numbers increased more than 15% across Britain in the most recent week measured, according to a weekly infection survey released Friday after the government relaxed virus curbs. The figures contrast with the health ministry's daily testing data, which recorded new daily cases dropping in half. The drop was a surprise to officials and experts who had predicted the July 19th removal of remaining pandemic rules would prompt a surge in infections. However, the latest survey by Britain's Office for National Statistics, which is seen as more reliable, suggests cases may not have fallen, that daily testing failed to detect many new infections. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has argued that a successful vaccination campaign, which has seen 71% of adults fully jabbed, allowed for the full relaxation of legal curbs in England. The move attracted widespread criticism, with fears the state-run National Health Service could again come under severe strain from rising caseloads, even if far fewer people are now dying of COVID. Australian police said on Friday soldiers will help to enforce coronavirus isolation orders in the hard-hit city of Sydney, with resentment in some communities over new curbs to stem the highly contagious Delta variant. Prime Minister Scott Morrison held out hope of better times with a four-stage plan back to freedom, but said 80% of adults need to be vaccinated before the border can begin to open. Sydney's 5 million people are under a strict stay-at-home order because of a worrying surge of nearly 3,000 infections since the middle of June. Authorities have this week outlined even tighter restrictions for some worst-affected suburbs, including mandatory testing and mask-wearing outdoors. New South Wales Police Commissioner says beginning Monday, hundreds of unarmed army personnel will help police go door-to-door to ensure people who have tested positive are isolating. And Serbian pro-government media is reporting prosecutors filed charges Friday against nearly three dozen people, including members of a notorious soccer fan group, accusing them of murder, torture, kidnapping, and drug trafficking. Most of the group of 31 were arrested in February. Since then, Serbia's populist leaders and media that support them have been publishing photos and footage of their alleged crimes. The suspects deny committing crimes, and some of them say they met and served the interests of Serbia's president and other government officials. But the president and others deny those accusations, claiming they are being orchestrated by Serbia's opposition parties in order to trigger public unrest and take power by force. More than a dozen prominent figures from the country's soccer supporter groups have been murdered in recent years. Most have perished in gang-style killings. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.